Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you. Our treat today is saying goodbye to May as we welcome in June, National Pride Month, and Indigenous Peoples Day and Month. It is going to be exciting, but what we wanted to do, because we had so many positive calls and feedback, social media notes about the programs we did in May, we're going to give you little snippets and little taste bites of those shows. We are going to start with our first one where we announce a special program for Mother's Day. We had a pop-up. People popped up without long periods of rehearsal. They popped up and they shared a Mother's Day poem, a tribute to a mother. So we're going to give you a taste of that, and we will be sprinkling in some of the special things that we did to help you feel more loved, help you feel more nurtured by nature. May is a nurturing month. It has so many things in it. We are flowing through to let you have another example of some of those shows. And then be not dismayed, we have got a lot of things coming up for June. So I am Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, getting out of the way for you to hear what we have put together today. Today, making a special dedication of the show to my mother, Algene Burleson. And the 3rd of May in 1993, she made her transition home. So one of the poems, or a couple of poems that I'll be sharing today, are things that emerged from paying tribute to her and also dealing with the feelings that come with loss. We are today going to be welcoming the poets to write a poem of their own. There was a prompt, the roots of poetry or the roots of motherhood, but people were also invited because this is a freedom show. If people didn't have something for the prompt, they could write something, a sentiment that resonated with them. So without further ado, I'm going to let the first poet that signed on today, Janice is going to introduce herself and share her poem.
Welcome to this wonderful event. I have done this before with Charlotte, and it's always so fun, so inspirational, and so invigorating because it brings out your creative spirit to come back and do some things later after the program, just not to hear other people, to start to have confidence in your own voice. I wrote this in November of last year, 23, because in January of 23, my mother had passed away, Phyllis Ann. I wrote, it's not exactly a poem, but it is poetic to me. This was a year of grieving. This is what it looks like. This is how losing your mother feels. It's messy, tiring, angering, unbelieving, grieving, relieving, and deceiving. It wasn't supposed to go like this. It was just another page to be turned. It was an unexpected, expected, rejected again feeling. We weren't close, but we found a place to be. I never felt good enough. I never felt pretty enough. I never felt worthy enough. I was never enough. I was an ugly duckling in my mind. I looked in the mirror and saw rejection. What had I done? What else should I do? Certainly not a good enough daughter. Can't prove it now. The cloud is larger than you thought. It is sending hail when you wanted rain. The snowfall will be comforting after this storm. I seek the peace.
Seeking a snowstorm after that is beautiful ending. Who would like to provide some feedback to Janice?
I would. Okay. I did not expect this combination of reactions that you expressed upon the passing of your mother. I just was a revelation to me. But yeah, all of these things, and how much our own mother has defined our identity. Yes. Wow, that's very powerful. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to say something, Janice. I totally relate to the lament that you had in that poem. And I really appreciate that there's somebody out there that could hear me if I was to share my experience of my mother and the grieving for her. And thank you for that. That was an interesting, informative, and it touched me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, is there another?
Yes, I'd like to say a few words to Janice. Janice, I could really relate to all that you were saying, those mixed emotions, messy, grieving, deceiving. And then, you know, like so much is expected of you and you never feel enough. That thing I really agreed with. And now what could I do? What could I be? Kind of a thing. So thank you so much for putting it all out there so poignantly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, and then that last line was lifting. You know, we look at the lament, but then there was the hope. Beautiful. Thank you. Neil now was the second person. You know, we use a fair system with pop-up poetry. Instead of going and waiting half an hour for one person to read all of their work, we make it possible for round robin, but on a sign-in basis, whoever pops into our gathering room, whether it's a physical gathering space or a Zoom space, that's the order of their presentation. So, Neil, introduce yourself and share what you have brought.
Yes, my name is Neil Ryan. I'm an artist, spoken word. I also indulge in painting, which you can see behind me. Those are my works. And when I was searching through my list of poems today, this poem called Mother Womb, The Bonding, I have no idea whose it is. I have no idea how it got to be among my poetry. It might be out of my, I have a poetry group in Michigan that I read with quite frequently. But this, I'm not supposed to, I don't have a womb. I have a heart, and this poem spoke to my heart. It's called Mother Womb, The Bonding. Blooming in the garden of my womb, buds of joy and roses of sparkle, you request unto me, twisting and dancing in joy, give me the pleasure of bearing you wherever I go. You are offering me new challenges in existence. You are driving me with hopes and new dawns. This is time I grow in thought and spirit to gather many a treasure for your coming into the world. Into a banyan tree, I shall grow my branches, engrossing all the sunlight into my... I energize my metal to leap boundaries and dive into the ocean to find pearls for your life. Celebrating every moment with you is the essence of my joy. Every child is a blessing to its mother. Every mother grows new treasures by giving birth. She rises wise and mighty, wrapped in love and cared with warmth. The child becomes father of man. And this is true divine blessing with no disguise. A child born, 10 months in joy, twisting and turning in mommy's tummy. To every mother is womanhood to the fullest. Thank you. To whoever it was that wrote it, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone have a comment or thought? Elizabeth?
Oh. My daughter had given birth about almost 2 years ago, and it just made me think about her as a new mother. And she would like to have another child, so that's a beautiful poem.
I wanted to say both poems were quite reflective, but I had nothing really to say because it was so overwhelming, the first one and the second one. My parents both departed 25 years ago, 2 months apart, but a joyous time is that a grandnephew of my fiance came into the world just on Sunday. So that is quite, and that is a miracle.
It's a beautiful miracle. Okay, Janice?
Thank you, Neil, in a time when we are battling so furiously to protect mothers and babies, I just feel that once again we have to continue to, especially the line about the miracle. It is a miracle every single time. And sometimes we deny that miracleness of it. And so for you to bring that to share with us, since it's mostly ladies here today, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah. You're more than welcome. I am a little embarrassed because the beard betrays my gender. So thank you. Thank you for all.
Yeah, we're going to be moving on with more poems, but just around that point, one of the men that may be joining us today, we had a discussion about mothering is an adjective as well as a verb, so that as the question was, can men mother things? And so mother doesn't just relate to females, but this particular man has birthed about 10 different types of programs for children to nurture their dreams. So we'll just meet as we get further along with everyone getting to present. I have a little discussion about that. Welcome, Wilda. We are in the midst of our pop-up poetry, and you popped up looking like you have come from an adventure. Wilda, here.
Time, because I am in the midst of writing my children's. Actually, it is a mother's poetry journal, and I know it's sort of like a journal. It's sort of like a guide. It's poems. And it's all on newborns and pregnancy and birth. So when I told you guys were talking about that, women, I was like, this is perfect.
Okay, well, we'll have a chance. What we do is we use a round robin. And so people are doing their first poem in the order that people signed in. So next, it is Karen. No, Dr. Ramona. I'm trying to read a board that has got light gray on white. But Dr. Ramona, welcome.
Okay, thank you, Charlotte. So everyone, hello, and I'm Ramona. I am a retired professor from Bombay University, and currently I live in Toronto with my children. And I must say that I am not a poet. I don't know how to write poems. So all my writing is academic. So books, textbooks, books on in history and French. So I really struggled today to write this poem, and I've entitled it Unforgettable, and that's just because of the song. But I'm not going to sing, I'm going to read this poem to you. So here it goes, please bear with me. In the depths of my heart, a tribute I pay to a mother so beautiful in every way. Olympia Rosa, her name so divine, with grace and love, she forever will shine. Fair as the moon, her presence did gleam, with eyes of greenish gray, like a tranquil stream. Always well-dressed, she exuded pure grace, a vision of elegance in every place. She taught me to sing a melody so sweet, encouraging my dreams with love complete. Proud of my achievements, she cheered me on, a guiding light till the break of dawn. Her joy was to dance, her spirit so free, filling our lives with laughter and glee. A healer of hearts, she rushed to aid neighbors and friends when they were afraid. Etched in my mind, her memory remains, a beacon of love that forever sustains. Olympia Rosa, a mother so dear, in my heart, your presence will always be near. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Ramona, do not ever again say you're not a poet.
I am going to speak to you. I was a teacher for 46 years of English. You stop saying that. Don't ever say those words again. They are lies. Don't talk them. Now, second of all, throw away the rule book, people. There is no such thing as a rule book for poetry. When I was teaching, that was the first thing I had to do, because usually the boys didn't want to do poetry. So I had to trick them into loving the expression of their feelings. So you did that, but so graceful, so eloquent. Don't ever say that again. We so appreciate that you shared. You were brave enough to say, I think this is a poem. It is a poem. It became a poem today. You birthed it. You birthed it for Mother's Day. You are the mother of poetry today. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Janice and Charlotte. Thank you very much.
Okay. It was wonderful. I loved it. Ditto.
I've got to agree with Janice that this was eloquent. And my brother once said to me, I don't write poetry because it doesn't rhyme. And yet many people, when I read a poem, will say, wow, what a beautiful poem. So I want to say to you, wow, what a beautiful poem.
Thank you, Neil.
Just a reminder to our listeners, this is the Saluau Show, where my guest and I speak up so you can listen up and act upon what you hear. You might, after hearing this pop-up poetry, decide that you too can do a poem, that there aren't these hard and fast rules. I had that similar experience. I hated poetry in junior high school and high school. And then I had a couple of friends who said, oh, your poems don't rhyme. But now, you know, I'm with, what do you say, in our element. We're not other people who are just respectful and reflective. And it does really takes my breath away to hear what you wrote as your first poem. And you can now sing as well as poet. So thank you.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
We are having a marvelous May buffet, where guests will be dropping by and sharing delectable bites of information and inspiration. This is also, well, it's May Day, May Month, Mother's Day weekend. We're going to start off with one of our guests having a prayer. Kim, say hello, who you are. What did you bring to the table?
Hi, Charlotte. Thanks for having me here. It's so nice to be here, and I'd love to join you and talk more about this. But just to start us off, I'd like to read a little prayer that resonated with me. many years ago when I was 17 years old in high school and grade 12, and kind of having a challenging time in my life. And it's just a kind of a gift that I'd like to share with others in terms of, you know, how we can't change the situation sometimes, but we can always change our perspective. So it's a prayer for bad times by Richard Cardinal Cushing. Dear God, help me be a good sport in this game of life. I don't ask for an easy place in the lineup. Put me anywhere you need me. I only ask that I give you 100% of everything I have. And if all the hard drives seem to come my way, I thank you for the compliment. Help me remember that you never send a player more trouble than she can handle. And help me, Lord, to accept the bad breaks as part of the game. May I always play on the square, no matter what the others do. Help me study the book so I'll know the rules. Finally, God, if the natural turn events goes against me and I am benched for sickness or old age, help me accept that as part of the game too. Keep me from whimpering that I was framed or got a raw deal. And when I finish the final inning, I ask for no laurels. All I want is to believe in my heart that I played as well as I could and I didn't let you down.
Well, thank you, Kim. Kim Egger, you belong to a program that sometimes has appeared on our Luau shows. Tell us a bit about Ecowisdom.
Well, Charlotte, I was always someone who tried to look at, you know, the things in life, the free gifts in life, the things that really matter the most. When we get right down to it, it's not about all the material possessions we can accumulate over our lifetime. It's really about our experiences that matter. And I would say that as I'm getting older, I not only just is age and life experience teaching me, but I would say eco-wisdom really helped me to gain far more insight into all these wonderful gifts that we have. Part of my message, and when I was listening to and reading the prayer for bad times initially, was I was having difficulty in life and I was focusing on all the things I couldn't do. It was after, at one point, it was just before I had an accident where I broke my neck. And then when I had my accident, I really had to put things into full gear to look at, you know, why on earth would this happen to me? And it was probably the most challenging time in my life. But when I looked at my perspective on things, things started to change. And I realized, even though I can't walk again, what can I do? Instead of looking at all the things I could no longer do, which was very, you know, just made the situation a whole lot worse in terms of just adjusting to my new situation, having to live life in a wheelchair, among other issues that were a result of the accident. It also helped me to really create a really deep appreciation for all those things that were right before me that I hadn't appreciated so much. And that it sounds a bit cliche, but it's kind of like you don't know what you got until it's gone. Mm-hmm. And when that was gone for me, or at least I thought it was, all of a sudden, you know, I was feeling lonely. I was feeling like I had no future. And then when I think about, you know, the poem and the things that I've learned in eco-wisdom, eco-wisdom has helped me take that to a whole nother level, looking at the things I can, all these precious gifts that are right in front of us. You know, if no one can do everything they want to do, and I might not be able to walk to go to visit the animals in the park and all the children and just smile and wave at everyone, but it doesn't make any difference if I wheel to the park. In fact, I might say that it even enhances my experience because the kids love to gather around and I love that sense of connection with the children. And often I'll take a moment just to reflect and I have a sit spot in the park. And in fact, the wheelchair is even more comfortable because I can just recline in it and bask in the sun, listen to the laughter of the kids playing and the elders chatting it up amongst each other in the playground. I can such vibrant colors, especially right now in the spring. There's just so much to appreciate. And not only has eco wisdom taught me more and more about the gifts that can come in terms of just being more mindful, and even the gifts of, you know, boosting your immune system. There's lots of evidence to show the health benefits of just being in nature. And being in nature is something that almost always changes my mood for the better. If I'm feeling upset or maybe anxious or just like I need a break, you know, all I do is go outside, go for a walk, talk to some of my friends out there. And when I say friends, I mean trees, plants, everyone. And, you know, it just naturally lifts my spirit. Yeah, so that there's so many other ways. It's, you know, eco wisdom has, Kari has taught us a lot about self-care and how important it is to practice self-care. When we practice self-care, we become more resilient. We become healthier. And a lot of times I think I personally need to be reminded of that, because I, like a lot of people, and especially women in our society, women, mothers, we tend to put everybody else before ourselves. And, you know, I reached the point of burnout by doing that myself. And now I've learned so many more skills through being involved in the Eco Wisdom program that relate to self-care, resilience, you know, health benefits. I feel like it's opened a whole new world to me, really.
Speaking of whole new world, we're doing something different in the world today. We're having an imaginary outdoor breakfast buffet, and people are bringing things that we can enjoy that help us to digest some of the situations in life. So we're going to come back to another reading that you're going to give us. But I wanted to say to our listeners this morning, this is the 10th of May. It is a wonderful day in our neighborhood. It's Mother's Day weekend. So during our broadcast today, one of the things we will be doing is recognizing or giving thanks to mothers. And more than everything, thanks to Mother Earth for putting up with us as people who sometimes forget, don't give you thanks. And we're going to continue on. So just imagine yourself in the backyard, and we have plants. We're hearing about how being in nature, you don't have to go all the way to the forest. There, or even in your backyard, all along Vancouver, you see blossoms of magenta, green, yellow. Take a minute to appreciate and just say thank you, Mother Earth, for letting us be here still, even though we've neglected you. Maybe with this marvelous May Day, you'll make a recommitment to, in some way, enhancing the health of the earth. Ah, I see we have at the door, Karen Punky. Welcome to our buffet.
Hi, I have something similar to what Kim has said, but in a different perspective. I've been born disabled most of my life, have had to struggle with a lot of emotional things of people saying, I can't do this, and wanting to be involved in a lot of things. I would say I'm involved with Eco Wisdom as she is. It came along in my life when things were at a crossroads, when things weren't going exactly right, and I was just offered a chance to jump in at the last moment. And even during the course, I ended up having a traumatic fall that fractured my back. And if it wasn't for Eco Wisdom, I probably wouldn't have recovered as soon as I did from my fractured back. And even though I've been having a few medical problems ever since I've been involved, I've been able to handle the circumstances emotionally, and it just helped me